It's becoming easier and easier to access news on the internet. If you've searched for news specific to Fayetteville, you've probably run across FayettevilleFlyer.com. Since launching in 2007, the Flyer has grown to receive more than 150,000 page views per month, which makes it one of the fastest growing websites in the area. Co-founder Todd Gill says the Flyer's staff began a push in 2010 to double their website traffic from 1 million to 2 million page views annually. Todd says the Flyer is on track to hit 1.9 million views by the end of this year. With all of the recent growth at the Fayetteville Flyer, it seemed like a good time to catch up with Todd and the Fayetteville Flyer's other co-founder, Dustin Bartholomew. One of the most recent changes for the two-man operation is a change in location. The Flyer office has moved from Mountain Street in downtown Fayetteville to an office space located near the corner of College Avenue and Spring Street in Fayetteville. As you walk into the new office, you'll probably be greeted by Todd's white Bichon named Sadie, who likes to scamper across the wooden floors of her new 700-square-foot home. Todd says at the Flyer's previous location, the staff was basically sitting on top of each other because the office was only 180 square feet.
I'm just happy to be able to stretch my legs for now. You know, when we found this space, we were looking because we thought our rent was going to be raised on our old space. We found this space, it was big, there was a guy trying to get out of it, so we were able to sublease it the first month. We got so excited about it, and then come to find out our landlord had absolutely no plans to increase our rent, so we were left with this decision of there's really no real reason to move, but if we did, we'd have some more space, we'd be able to grow if the opportunity arose, and so we just ran with it. So that's how we ended up here.
Taking an idea and running with it seems to be the way the Fayetteville Flyer initially got its start as well. The duo says they started the Flyer as a hobby blog in 2007 when they were working at ad agencies. They would cover news events in their spare time, and a year later, they began getting requests from local businesses who wanted to advertise on the site. Todd says the response was overwhelming enough that they quit their jobs and began working on the Flyer full time. Viewership has increased since then, and that could be in part because the content is free.
Everybody knows that the two newspapers here merged a couple years ago, meaning that there's a big opportunity when you go from two newsrooms to one newsroom. Well, there's certainly an opportunity for a second newsroom. And another opportunity that came out of that was that particular newsroom's content is now behind a paywall. So pretty much the first person out of the gate that could provide professional style local reporting without a paywall was set for success pretty much from the beginning. And we had already had a jump, a head start on traffic as it is. So we started going to AMP commission meetings, city council meetings, and covering as much as we could. And it's resulted in almost a doubling of our traffic.
I also think the focus on just, one city in the Northwest Arkansas market, everybody, a lot of other outlets try to cover the whole region, and that would be a challenge for us. We thought it was important to focus on, a smaller geographic area. So we focused on just Fayetteville, and I think that has really been something that's resonated with readers who might not, certainly you're as a human, you're predisposed to care more about what's immediately surrounding you. So I think that's really helped too.
Although they are a small staff, they say their skill sets overlap nicely. Todd earned a degree in advertising and public relations from the University of Arkansas's Journalism Department. He worked for an ad agency for a decade and is adept with web design and marketing skills. Dustin earned a degree in creative writing and is able to help with sales. While the Flyer is only a two-man band, there are advantages to having a small staff.
Well, when you come up with an idea, you can basically implement it immediately. You certainly don't have to cut through any tape to get something done. That has its drawbacks. You can make a mistake really easily, which we have done, but you learn from your mistakes. I like being in charge of ourselves. I like being able to implement a new idea, especially when new things are always being thrown at you in terms of new media and online stuff. Instagram. At my old job, if we were to have started an Instagram account, it would have taken me months to get approval to do something like that. But Dustin and I can just sit down, talk about it, and then have it done in that afternoon. So it's really fun.
Yeah, I would say that's the biggest advantage, is just being able to do something quickly, you know, just to be able to see something, make a decision, and implement it immediately. I mean, that's one of the biggest things. It's just nice to be able to do what you think you should do without having to, just get approval from somebody else, you know.
Speaking of Instagram, Todd says they have been able to use the photo sharing service as a way to get extra content on their site. They have done such a good job that they were recognized by a creator of Instagram. Just last year, a website called Simply Zesty added the flyer to its list of 10 amazing accounts to follow on Instagram. The flyer earned the distinction for its coverage of local news. While photos often accompany a story, the bulk of the site's content is text. The amount of stories posted vary from day to day, but the staff covers a variety of topics, including news, arts, sports, and features. Todd says what content is posted to the site is often a matter of what he and Dustin can find time to get to.
There are times when there's a school board meeting going on at the same time as, you know, some kind of charrette at City Hall, and it's just literally we have to pick our battles. You know, we'd love to expand coverage of crime, of education. There are planning commission and other things that we don't get to. So we kind of pick our own beats. City council first and foremost, A&P commission right up there behind it. So that kind of helps dictate what we cover. But yeah, we're certainly limited.
Yeah, vacation's that's a hard thing. whenever we want to take a day off, it's difficult. That doesn't really happen all that often. So those are some of the challenges.
As long as we're somewhere with internet access,
right?
I guess we aren't really ever on vacation.
But it's also that way for any small business owner, which is really what we are. We are small business owners, and so I think, you know, that's possibly why we connect with other small business owners, because we feel their pain. We know what it's like to be small and to have to do it yourself. So.
Many of those local business owners are sponsors of the Fayetteville Flyer. The staff recognizes them on its website and even requests that readers support the sponsors, because without them, there would be no Fayetteville Flyer. While it seems like good business sense to support the local community that supports you, it's obvious that both Todd and Dustin have a true passion for their jobs and love the city they live in.
I've lived here since the first grade. Dustin was born at Washington Regional in college, so... You know, this is the place to be in Northwest Arkansas. In my opinion, it's the place to be in Arkansas, and even in the South. And it's the place everybody comes to, falls in love with, and has this tremendously hard time leaving. And when you do leave, you're just magnetized, and you end up right back here. So it's a great place. There's always stuff going on. And it makes covering it really easy. It makes going to a press conference about, you know, some improvements on the sidewalks exciting, because I'm literally going to get to walk along those sidewalks when I go to dinner next week. So it's, I don't know, I love this place. I think you do too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's one of the reasons we started it, is there should be a Fayetteville website that talks about Fayetteville stuff and just Fayetteville stuff. You know, don't filter out all everything else. I just want to know what's happening in Fayetteville. I want to know what bands are playing, and I want to know what's happening in the city. I want to know what day to put my trash out. You know, I just want to give me a Fayetteville site, and it should exist. So that's why we made it.
With the new office, Todd and Dustin say there are possibilities for growth. But as of now, there are no more immediate plans for what comes next.
I think we have grown this business so organically. I think we'll continue to do it that way. You know, I think we'll continue to grow it as we see fit. So I think that this, a new office offers us the ability to grow where we didn't have that ability before. And that's kind of nice right now, just knowing that we can. So we're not quite ready to add staff or anything yet, but we have the possibility, and that's comforting.
More information is available at FayettevilleFlyer.com.